produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Look at somebody and say, I'm a friend of God. Saying you can't do anything about it.
Thank you. God Almighty, Lord of glory. You have called me friend. Oh, oh, oh.
God Almighty, Lord of glory.
You have called me friend. And I'm glad about it. Sing God Almighty.
God Almighty, Lord of glory.
You call me friend. God Almighty.
God Almighty, Lord of glory.
Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Great day. And so grateful to be back with you here on this lovely, lovely golden day and to share with you here on Finding My Way Radio about just Jesus, just being a wonderful friend. And oftentimes, many of us, as we go through life's trials and tribulations and storms, sometimes we don't think that God is truly, truly in the midst, or that Jesus is really in the midst. And so I'm forever grateful that I had a praying grandmother that was a minister that always taught us about the Bible. And so, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for just coming into my life, Lord God, for me accepting you and over the years of getting to know you for myself, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for your covering over me each and every day, Lord God. Even sometimes when my insides may get a little weary, Lord God, I'm grateful that you stick closer to me than any brother, and the fact that you just keep me going, even sometimes when we want to fall apart, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, for who you are in my life, and Lord, allowing me to be a vessel down here in your vineyard. I'm forever grateful for all your tender mercies. In Jesus' name, amen. So today I want to talk to you about what a friend we have in Jesus. I'm super grateful that he is truly, truly a friend of mine, and want to talk to you in reference to Jesus on today. And so some people may not know him, right? And we can't assume that others know him. And so in the midst of others getting to know the good old man that we talk about across the nation, across the countries, across the seas, right? First, we have to study to show thyself approving, to that we could be that open book that so many people in this world don't get the opportunity to read. We can't always assume that people know who he truly, truly is. And so I'm forever grateful of my BIBLE, the basic instruction book before leaving earth, right? And many people don't get the opportunity to get their hands on that amazing novel that's so well put together from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelations. And so I want to share with you eight tips to help you to have a better relationship, a better friendship with God, right? So many people don't know where to start, and some people never have been introduced to him. So let me introduce you to my good, good friend, God, right? I'm so grateful for him, for he woke me up this morning and truly, truly started me on my way. And so the first thing that you definitely want to do, even in the midst of, you know, your day, your morning, your evening, whatever time of the day you get yourself started with your day, the good old Lord gets you started, so to say, is schedule a devotional appointment. You know, we have to write a specific time and location on our calendar and our planner of when we're going to sit down and we're going to spend time with him, right? Sometimes we got to avoid putting it off till the end of the day. If you wait till bedtime, you usually end up skipping it because you fall off to sleep. And so, you know, I suggest to spend time with him in the morning time, right? In the morning time, long before you put your feet on the floor, you open your eyes. You know, many of us don't even want to render up a thank you. Even thank you to those that we can physically see. Thank you. And so I'm forever grateful that, you know, thanks can go a long way. And in the midst of thanking him for his friendship, we can't begin to really thank him enough, right? And so, you know, thank him in the morning. Thank him in the noonday. Thank him even when things don't seem to be the way you want them to go. Sometimes, you know, we go through the trials just so that we can endure what it is that he has to give us, right? If he gave you that pretty shiny new car or the financial blessings that you really wanted right now, will you be able to do the things that you need to do with them at the appointed time? And so it's so grateful that he's an on-time God and he does things. So choose your tools. Some basics include the things of a devotional book. And, you know, if you haven't read Your Daily Bread, it's something that you can definitely Google and you can read it. I find it really intricate with the daily bread because it's so imperative that it aligns you each and every day. It's like getting a front alignment on your vehicle. And some of us, we need a front alignment on our life, right? And a front alignment on our life. And so by being a friend of his, he really gives you the tools of when you need them, when you really stay connected to the basic instruction book. He really does. It really blows my mind when I pick up my daily bread and read it of how it's so profound in the day that I'm going through. right? Or the fact that it may not really pertain to you. You may be just the messenger that he's having you to be for that day for someone else. And so as you go through your journey throughout your day and get outside your castle or someone that you communicate with on the phone of how that daily bread aligns with what it is that you're going through or someone else is going through. Many of you may write in a journal. A journal is used to record your favorite verses and reflections of your scriptures or things that you're going through in your life, a poem, a letter. And so when is the last time you actually wrote a letter to God? When is the last time you wrote a letter to yourself? Sometimes we have to choose the proper tools that's needed. And so that's why your sword, which is your Bible, is truly, truly needed, because throughout this race, throughout this journey in life, you're going to need to know which tools do you need, right? You can't go in and you need a four-head screwdriver and expect that you're going to take off a tire and you need a lug nut to take it off. And so it's super important to choose the proper tools for the different tasks that you're going to need along the way. And so as I stated, you know, you got to start with prayer. Ask God to keep you focused and to help you understand what you are about to read. Sometimes in our minds, we start to drift, right? It's amazing how sometimes we begin to drift on the things that really matters most to us. But we get into our television shows, we get into our cell phones, we get caught up in social media, and I'm speaking to myself as well in the midst of speaking to you. Sometimes we get caught up in all of these different distractions that distract us. And so we need to really pull the cataracts off our eyes to say, am I being distracted? Do I need to get back, refocus again? Some of us just need that realignment and set time aside for God. This time is especially a special time for him that you choose to focus on him. So you need to use your Bible, even use a devotional book with verses printed in it. Read the passage in the Bible anyway. Prove it to yourself that it is really there. And so it helps you to think that the verse is part of God's word and it's not. It's just an experiment from some random book. But it's not. It's a spot. You know, the meaning of the things that's going on in your life, right? It's something in there that's specifically for you. And so many times, you know, we skip over, or the fact that, not even so to say you skip over, but sometimes you can go to church on Sunday or church on Wednesday or whatever day that you go to church, maybe a Saturday. The preacher can preach from, say, St. John chapter 3, verse 5. Right? But we got verses 1 and we got other chapters after that. And so studying to show yourself approving, even after the preacher or the bishop or the apostle delivered the word, of going back to show yourself approving, to read the whole chapter and to understand the story of what has been written. Read it until you get it. Sometimes you may not understand until later on down in life. Right? Because it was a glimpse that he wanted you to see. It's like having a dream and being on the pillow. And it's like deja vu. Like, I dreamt this before. I've seen this happen before, but I'm not exactly sure where. And so in the midst of using your Bible, it will truly, truly be that book to map out the things that's needed for you, the tools that you need when you really need them most. And so I'm so forever grateful that I am truly a friend of God, that he whispers into your ear to let you know that he's always there. Even in the midst of time of grief, in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of disappointment, in the midst of when you just feel alone. And so it's important to definitely to go back and to read the entire passage, put its meaning all together in your mind, even if you're unfamiliar with the passage. Try to read it like you've seen it before. Don't skim through it. Read it word for word. God might give you an understanding of something you've never noticed before. I really reflect back when, you know, you really read into the word and you dig into the word. It really is mind blowing, right? When you really, really dig into it. It also reminds me of when Good Friday comes around every year and the pastors get up or the different ministers get up and they talk about the seven last words that Jesus did along the way before he was crucified. And the fact of the matter is, you know, everyone comes with a different perspective. We all see things, we hear things differently. And so you got to read it until you get it, right? And it's always so nice to definitely to conversate with your pastors as well to get a clear understanding of what it is. And so don't just read it, do what it says. And James 1 and 2, make a list, the traits, patience, kindness, of spiritual goals, witness and prayers you like to work on. Each week, choose one item from your list that you want to work on to be a better you. Of being a better you, you can be a better person, not just only with inside yourself, but with inside of your community, with inside of your organizations that you may be a part of. Then trying to find ways to apply what you've read. And so being a friend of God, he will truly, truly give you the desires of your heart. But also what I love about it too is not only is he a friend of yours, but he'll put other friendships in the way, right? To help you to build relationships with others. And so we really have to make a commitment. Make a commitment. Either we confess it with our mouths, you can write it down on a piece of paper. I commit to read my Bible every day for the next month and sign your name to it somewhere in your bedroom where you can see it. Maybe in your bathroom, maybe your car, wherever your war room is. We have to really make a commitment to God. Not just the commitment you made when you decided to give him your life. This is an everyday walk journey. Right? Your friends that you may had from high school or elementary school, you know, you've been friends with them for years. Some of us have friends for 20, 30, 40 years. We made a commitment, right? And in our human flesh, many of us, we break those commitments. But I love the fact that God never breaks his commitment. Even when we turn our back on him, he doesn't give up. So let's face it, there will be days when you skip devotionals, right? We're human. We have other things in life that goes on, but we should really make him the center of our day, of our joy, of our peace, of all of the things that we want him to be. So just try to keep it a high priority and do it wherever you can. God is not going to abandon you if you don't do a devotional one day. He knows what your schedules are like. He knows our hearts. And at the time you spend with God, he can use you to teach you to grow in your faith. To grow in your faith. It's amazing how it will truly blow your mind in the midst of just staying connected. Staying connected in his word. I'm forever grateful that, you know, he keeps us daily. Right? It's no greater love have no man than this. That a man that lay down his life for his friend, yea, all my friends, if ye do whosoever I command you, henceforth I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I called you friend. All things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. And that's John 15:13. Again, he says, even in Revelation, he says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. And so we have to invite him, right? Even though we know that he's there, right? If you don't invite a friend over for a dinner or for your company, right? He's not going to show up. Sometimes we forget to invite him in. Invite him into the midst of the trials and the tribulations that we're going through. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friend by name. And that's 3 John, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 14. And so we have to greet him by name. Greet him by name. I'm forever grateful. And so in the midst of knowing that, you know, he had those 12 disciples that traveled with him, you know, he knew that they were going to turn their back on him. He knew this. And he was still a friend. He was a friend. Even the woman that touched the hem of his garments. And he, you know, he says, someone touched me. And sometimes, even in the midst of how low we can get in our lives, right? She was really, really low and laden in her journey. She was down on the ground and she reached and she touched the hem of his garments. And so even in the midst of our lowest, darkest points in our life, he is still a friend of ours. Even sometimes when we think that we're high on mountains, right? He can still find us and he's still a friend of ours. Even sometimes when we walk through the shadows of the valley of death, he tells us to fear no evil. And so even in the midst when Peter was walking on the water, he told him, keep your eyes on me. And oftentimes we forget to keep our eyes on Jesus. And so when you really listen to the melodies of the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, all of our sins and griefs to bear, he bears them all. What a privilege to carry everything. He didn't say just some. He said everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Oh, yes, we do. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we heavy laden? Are we weak and heavy laden? Cumber with a load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In my arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. And so oftentimes, even in the midst of that song, the songs that we sing, he tells us over and over, take it to the Lord in prayer. He wants to be our friend. He wants to be your friend. And so hopefully in the midst of when you're going through some things, to just know that, my, what a friend we have in Jesus, that all my sins and griefs to bear, he's there. All the trials and tribulations, he knows our every weakness, the cumbers with the load and care. He's telling us that he's in the midst. And so as you go through your week, as you go through your month, as you go through your journey, just know that you are truly, truly a friend of God and that he's forever there, even in the midst, even when you don't think that he's there. And so hopefully this opens some eyes to some folks to know that you're not alone. We all go through trials and temptations. We all go through weakness. But just know that you can take it to the Lord in prayer. So I want to take the time to just thank you so much for tuning in on today. You can find me over on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha, on our VIP page. You can find me on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha. And you can also find me on Periscope at Nurture by Natasha. We greatly appreciate you for tuning in with us here on this day. And hopefully that you will truly, truly keep your friend close, along with the words that he has inscribed in your daily instructions before leaving earth, and that you will apply it to your life, not just today, not just tomorrow, not just when Sunday morning comes, but you apply it each and every day that God allows you to open your eyes and be that vessel to someone else. May God continue to bless you and heaven smile upon you. Take care.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.